If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today's episode is all about financial literacy and investing. 50 Cent is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
This guy has a lot of money, man. He's not even, you don't even wonder if it's an if or a maybe.
Trek is hard.
This is the hardest record out. I get it. I run New York. I get it. 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 I get it.
Took a quarter water, sold it in bottles for $2. The Coca-Cola came and bought it for beans. That's some stuff. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this kid. Southside's up in this. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell soap. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. San Tropez, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster in the lane. In the hat, call that a little rap. Yeah, quit the chit chat, the big up, bake the bread, a barber, cut your head. You're like, not wanting with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can where you live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Call this my new hit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit, now I got new bros. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. Make your whole click break dance, backspin, head spin. I need it then. Who wanna get it crackin'? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They're calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They're calling me Rocky. It's the ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I run New York.
I talk the talk, and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog, boy, I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, I get it. They know who the jacks are about me to tell you I'm about my boy. I get it. Run the world, the jacks are about me to tell you they love you. I get it. Yeah, I run New York. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I'm back on the streets, man. I'm bringing the heat, man. I'm on my grind. Like all the time. Trying to stop my shine. Don't get out of line. I said, don't get out of line. I get it.
Yeah. I've been patiently waiting to blow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 50 Cent Show. About me, the young boy.
Any living thing that could not coexist with the kid must have ceased existing. Little nigga, now listen. Yeah. Your mammy, your pappy, that bitch you chasing, your little dirty ass kid. I fucking race him. Your success is not enough. You wanna be hard. Uh-huh. Yeah. Knowing if you get knocked, you get fucked in the yard. He's a pop tart, sweetheart. You're soft in the middle. I eat you for breakfast. A watch was exchanged for your necklace. And your boss is a bitch. If he could, he would. Sell a soul for cheap, trade his life to be sure. You could buy cars, but can't buy respect in the hood. Maybe I'm so disrespectful, cause to me you're a mystery. I know niggas from your hood, you have no history. Never poke nothing, never pop nothing, nigga, stop fronting. Jay put you on, X made you hot. Now you running around like you some big shot. Pussy.
It's easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Everywhere I go, both coast with toast. East side, west side, I hold it. Every little nigga you see around me, hold a gun big enough to fucking hold shack down. It's time you're in the hood and see an OG. You ask about me, the young boy.
The rap game's all fucked up now. What we gonna do now? How we gonna eat, man? 50 back around.
That's Jalo, punk ass thinking out loud. Southside tie die, that's just how I get down. I'm back in the game, shawty, the rule and conquer. You sing for hoes and sound like the Cookie Monster. I'm the hardest from New York. Flow is bonkers. All of the hard niggas, they come from Yonkers. It's been years and you had the same niggas in the background. You're never gonna sell Mitsubishi time fight, child. The niggas there just suck, they no good. I ain't never heard a nigga say they like them in the hood. I'm back better than ever, on top of my game. Even them country boys saying 50, we feeling your man. Now y'all stay the fuck out of my zone, out of my throne. I'm New York City zone, bad guy, bad guy.
It's easy to see when you look at me. If you look closely, 50 don't back down. Everywhere I go, both coast with toast. East side, west side, I hold it back down. Every little nigga you see around me, hold a gun big enough to fucking hold shack down. It's time you're in the hood and see an OG. You ask about me, the young boy, don't back down.
I ain't gonna tell nobody you pussy. I ain't gonna tell nobody you getting extorted.
It ain't over.
I've been patiently waiting to blow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 50 Cent Show. This is my life, my pain, my knife, my gun. Now that I'm back, you can't sleep. I'm a nightmare, huh? You hide cops to hold you down, cause you fear for your life. Well, you done heard about the guns I done bought.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere, I done told you, nigga. I'm a G-Unit motherfucking soldier, nigga.
They're not gonna like you.
I know.
That was 50 Cent. With two of my favorite songs that he ever came out with. I Get Money and Back Down. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', Y'all. Don't borrow money to buy luxuries. That's what's poppin'. Don't lend money to friends you want to keep. That's what's popping. Treat credit cards like debit cards. That's what's popping. If you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. That's what's popping. Invest $20 of every $100 you earn. That's what's popping. Spend less than you make. That's what's popping. These are some things that I do. That's what's popping. Welcome to Riders Live. I am your host, Riders. Today I have a special guest today by the name of Mel Buford. Mel, introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about yourself.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mel Buford. Right now I'm M Sinks Online. A little bit about myself. I'm okay. This is my first interview, y'all, so bear with me for a hot second.
It's okay.
I'm expecting this. All right. A little bit about myself. My name is M Sinks, and I'm pretty much trying to teach financial literacy or talk about financial literacy to everybody or whatever, make people aware of it. Because I knew I wasn't aware of it for a while, and I'm just starting to get on it, and I'm trying to bring others with me while I'm in my journey as well. I'm not trying to necessarily wait till if I get all the way to the top and then reach down. I want to reach down as well then, but at the same time, I'm trying to bring you with me because you might have better ideas than me or just as good as ideas as me. So I do this not just with stocks, but also just saving to invest. But I promote Webull, which is a stock app that I use to buy, sell, and trade stocks or whatever. And I promote it because I like the service. They give you a lot of perks that other brokerages don't give you. Brokerages where you can buy stocks from and whatever. Some brokers, you got to stop at 3 o'clock. Webull, you go all the way to 8 o'clock. Some brokers, you can't start to 8:30. Webull, you can start at like 7 a.m. So you get more time to trade and do things. But they also got it so that they're trying to get new people in. So you deposit as little as a penny, they give you 6 to 12 stocks worth $30 all the way up to 30,000. I don't try to super promote the 30,000 because you know you're not getting 30,000. So that's where it's at right now.
Okay, that's what's up. So how did you get into investing the stocks? And is it a penny stock or are they just regular stocks?
Okay, I got into investing probably around 2018 or so, give or take. And I started off with Robinhood. It's another app or whatever, a beginner app or whatever. Now, Robinhood and Webull, most brokers, they all of them offer penny stocks, but it's not necessarily about penny stocks. You just use a penny as a deposit just for them to verify your account. You can put $1, you can put $1,000 in. They just want to deposit. I mean, verify that as your account. But once you win, you can buy any share, any stock that you want to buy. And even if the stock costs $100, say Apple costs $130 right now, something to that effect, give or take. You can literally buy a penny worth of Apple. And when Apple stock goes up, whatever percent, or down, whatever percent, the money you deposited or bought the stock will go down that particular percent. So it's not about buying a whole share of a stock. You can buy a fractional share of the stock, which is another thing I like about Webull. You don't always have to have the full amount of stock. In Google is worth $2,000 a share. I want Google today. I may only have $20. And I may not even want to spend the whole $20 on Google. I might want to break that down to Google, Apple, I ain't gonna keep naming stock, but to whoever, and go from there. So you can then, as those stocks grow, my money grows. As those stocks go down, my money can go down. But I can also, I'm gonna let you keep going. I don't want to keep talking too long, too much.
No, it's cool. Like I'm all about making money while I sleep, and I try to tell people the same thing. I got a nice portfolio, but you know, I always like to get other people to speak about, you know, their experiences with the stock, because sometimes people won't believe it until they hear it from somebody else.
I get that a lot, actually. And sometimes it seems like if they know you personally, then it must not be the thing to do then, I guess, to the effect.
Exactly. And like, how do somebody with money look, you know? I asked my little sisters that. How do a person with money look?
They look like they're happy with themselves. I think it depends on how you got the money. So you know, there's no certain amount of money that make you look like you have money or don't have money. It's about the environment you put yourself in. That money can be gone like that if you're not prepared to hold on to. If you didn't do the right thing, you didn't prepare yourself to hold on to. You didn't save. You over. Let me calm down.
You overspend
your money. Exactly. You understand how much you make.
A fool and his money will soon part.
Real quick.
Yeah. Definitely. So like investing, how would you advise somebody to start out just from your experience?
Okay. From my experience, I started basically saving, first paying me, which is putting money to the side before I decided to make new bills with the money that I got to the side. So I know at one point you got your bills, you got your rent, your car, no, whatever you got to take care of, you got your things. So I know it's sometimes hard to say. Well, I say one, before you decide to make a new bill, put some money to the side. And I say 30%, 20%, or at least 10% of whatever you save, you earn. So if you get paid today, put 10% to the side. If you make money on the side selling waters, put 10% aside each water you sell. Don't just wait to get a certain amount. Put, keep in your mind, I'm putting 10%, 30, whatever percent to the side. Then do some research on what you want to invest in. I invest in more than just stocks, but if you, it is stocks, you do some research. I get on YouTube, follow a few people, maybe some, get some reviews on some people and see if other people making money or they feeling comfortable with it. Go back on their old videos and see if the information they were giving out months ago, how's it looking today? If I was to get into them stocks months ago, how would they look today? And if I start feeling comfortable with you, I may start using them to write them down, things of that nature or whatever. But the money I'm using, more important part is the money that I'm using is the money that I don't need to need for something else. So if my stock going up or down, I'm not looking forward to taking it out just because it's going up. So when it's going down, I'm not as upset that it's not as much money as it was in when I first started. Because my goal when I put in there is to invest, and invest to me keeping your money for at least a year and a day. And longer than that, but you know, 5 years down the line is when I may want that money for something. So I don't need it today. Or a year down the line, I may want that money, so I don't need it this moment. Now, I don't want to lose money because I don't need it. So that's what the research is for. But you can also set what's called a stop loss, which means I buy at a certain point. If it goes down to this point while I'm asleep, sell it. I lost enough, and I buy back later on when it go down with that same money. That's the point, too. When I sell it, I don't take that money and go back other things with it. It's still inside the brokerage, waiting for me to choose a different stock to buy with that same amount of money. And when that stock get lower and I buy that same stock and it go higher, I actually make more from it than if I would just kept on holding. So it just depends on your style, I guess.
I like your style, brother. I like your style. So, like, since you've been investing in the stocks, have you been learning how to gauge the stocks yourself through the analytics and what it's been doing? Have you been exercising patience?
Yes, no, maybe, all of that depends on the situation. It depends on the time frame. Like they say, the first 90 days, 90% of new investors lose 90% of their money. I didn't do that. So I kept my money. It's still been growing. It's more money than it was in there than I first started. And what's more important to me is, the fact that I was able to save it, and I happened to invest it in that. If I would invest it into garbage trucks, I still wouldn't have access to the money. Would be coming down to me, trickling effect down to me or whatever. So I can do that the same way with that. But this is literally money I'm just trying to save that's growing more than me just saving it under my mattress. So yeah, I've been doing some technical analysis. I'm learning the fundamentals of the stock and how to, what certain things mean, or at least the layman's term on how they might mean some things, or the PE ratio and how that means if every certain amount, if it's say 20, every $20 you got into this company, you stand to make a dollar in that year if they do what they imagine it will do. So, and you know, if it's a, what's a high PE ratio, and I'm learning all that type of stuff and why it's high. So yeah, I'm definitely doing a lot of learning. Webull help you learn, because they got lessons and assignments on it that you can mess with. But like I say, I also follow a lot of YouTubers and, you know, listen to their lessons or whatever. I might get into their room, their Discord, you know, things of that nature. But again, them things cost. So the money that I'm using is the money that I don't need to pay the rent, to pay the Netflix premium. And I got Netflix. I want all the perks. And I don't want, that's another thing people think when you put money to the side, you miss it out on life. I say you're not if you put it to the side first, and then you're dealing with life with what you got left. And then it'll never go wrong. And when it do go wrong, because that's what life does, you theoretically got a little cushion to grab from. So push on the shore. I love having Apple, but I can sell Apple if I need to, so I'm having to my car. And that's exactly the point of it, you know, when it comes down to it.
Exactly. So recently you had a conversation with Dame Dash, even though I don't want to bring that up. How was the conversation, sir?
The conversation with Dame Dash wasn't, you see the picture I took of Dame Dash, that was my conversation. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. I really would like to talk to you differently than taking the picture and whatever. That was just that. And I was in line, but I was at an event that he was at, and he was the main speaker at the event.
Right.
So he was speaking about Dame. He's speaking about saving on your own, not working for nobody else. So, and that's not wrong with having a job, but you're using that job to make you more, you know, tips and advice and stuff like that. So, and that was actually my second time being somewhere he was at. And I actually got two pictures of him. doing, you know, basically whatever. But like I said, I'm trying to talk to Dane like we talking. I'm not trying to really take hands, take a picture all the time or whatever.
Exactly.
He's inspirational. So listen to him. And then he say this stuff is already in my mind. And so I love that about him. So that was cool that he, you know, he was doing it. He was there talking to people, taking questions. He took plenty of questions. I didn't ask him a question. I heard some questions asked that I would have asked. So I got my answers a little bit. And the question I wanted to ask is more how to get people to want to do more. But the problem is I keep hearing I got to have more for people to want to do more. I'm trying to refuse to believe that. But at the same time, I'm also getting closer to saying, okay, I'll wait till I get it. And then I talk to more people.
You also said you wanted to pick my brain. We're going to set that up, okay?
Yeah, because you're doing this, and I need to do something similar to this without feeling like I'm feeling right now. My heart feels like it's going to fall out.
You know I got you, man. You know I got you.
I already know you would. Yeah, definitely. That's why I said it, so definitely.
So, like we weren't exposed to a lot of stock options and all of that growing up, you know, where we come from, but we was raised in good home. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely. Like the stocks and investing would be the equivalent, you know, to like if you can't buy a barbershop outright, you're just gonna buy a piece of a 7-Eleven, a piece of a Subway, a piece of a Dunkin', a piece of a McDonald's, a piece of whatever you like. You know what I mean? You know, and it's funny that, you know, I teach now and they don't teach no type of financial literacy, you know.
No, at all. That's what I'm trying to get people aware of. Because that's, if you ever see the page, that's 90% what I'm talking about. Or trying to point out or showcase that, you know, it could be a little bit more easier if we just did a little bit more stuff before it got to this point instead of waiting to get to this point to try to figure it out at that moment.
Yeah,
it's not as simple as you imagine it to be.
They keep it and cuff it, but you know, we're gonna get through it. And maybe in a couple of months, I'm gonna be on your platform and we're gonna talk about this a little more in depth.
It's gonna be called the new one. I ain't gonna get the title out, but yeah, definitely need you on my platform. I need it. I need to pick your brain so I can figure out how to say when I'm talking.
So, what? If you could leave anything with the listeners of Rodas Live who want to invest in, what would you leave with them and how could they get in touch with you?
Well, I would say my slogan right now is first pay you with gold to invest what was first paid, leaving you with your new 100% worth more than your old $100 ever was with faith and more to come. And by that, I mean, if you say we're planning to invest it, you say we're planning to invest it, the investment brings you back more money than he was when you wasn't invested. Even though you're taking a piece of your $100 and you putting it to the side, what's left at 100% is worth more than it was at first. Because if something go wrong, you're going to end up going into that 100%, and then you're going to be borrowing from somebody, not paying a bill, or worse, going to one of these predatory loans. And you lenders or whatever, you don't want to do that. So where you get in touch with me, I'm basically on IG or MSense. Facebook, if you're one of my friends, M. Buford, but MSense on IG. Click on the link, click on the Weibo link, deposit a penny, get yourself $30 up to $30,000 worth of free stock. Withdraw the stock like cash if you want to, or better yet, see what's going on in the stock and grow free money. It's free money.
So when we get off of here, I'm going to go download that app and I might be hitting you up.
Do that. We got to do that. Definitely do that.
I'm going to add to my portfolio. I'm going to add to my portfolio.
We all need to. It's not the road having more than one brokerage. You got more than one bank account, have more than one brokerage.
That's it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
And don't keep your money in a shoebox.
At all. And even if you do, have something to do, have plans with it when it gets to a certain point to make you more, not to just spend it on some shoes that was in that shoebox at first.
Right. Invest in that shoe company.
Invest in what you like. Invest in what you going to. And what I got on this thing? That ain't what it's for then.
Tell us anyway, what it said.
Yeah. All this was is just ideas of some stocks investing. I got on here Tesla, Nike, Netflix, Apple, Disney, everyday things you go to buy on a regular basis anyway. They all in the stocks. Roblox, and one. Everything is right to YouTube, Google, what we on right now. And it's not a scam. It's not a Ponzi. It's legit. It's been around for over hundreds of years, and it's not going to stop because you happen to have some money today to put it in. You just got to do the research. You got to understand stocks go up and down by the minute, by the hour, by the day, and by the month, and by the year. So if you happen to get in, it's on its way down. It's about the money you put in there. Can you outlast it going down? And can you add more while it's going down? Is the whole point anyway, to keep adding so that when you go up, you got that much more.
Exactly.
That's what I'm working with.
That's what's up. So that's M Sense on everything. Thank you for coming through, brother.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I really do.
All right, we're gonna work that out, what we talked about too.
Click the link or scan the QR code.
All right. Yeah. That's M Sense, y'all. This has been another episode of Ride Us Live. Peace.
Clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. I get at you, my knife cuts your skin. I get at you, blow shots at your man. I get at you, dupe, I don't pretend. I get at you, I put that to a game. That shit is old, don't be screaming, get at me, dog. How you running for your life when I'm at your bar? I get the wave in that semi like it's legal. A little nigga hurt his arm, letting off that eagle. You know me, black on black Bentley, big old black nine. I clap your monkey ass, yeah, black on black crime. Big old chrome rims gleam, you know how I shine. Come on, man, you know how I shine. I'm in the hood, in the drop, Teflon, final top. Got 100 guns, 100 clips, why I don't hit no shots? That fat nigga thought lean back was in the club. My shit sold 11 mil, his shit was a dud. Jada don't fuck with me, if you wanna eat. Cause I threw your little ass like Jay did Mobb Deep. Yeah, homie in New York, niggas liking vocals. But that's only New York, dog, your ass is local.
Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank.
Yeah, 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 more money, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah.
Bank shit sells, buck shit sells, game shit sells, I'm rich as hell. Shine popping off his mouth from a cell, he don't want it with me. He in PC, I can have a nigga run up on him with his shank for just a few pennies out my piggy bank. Yeah, yo, bring the condoms, I'm in room 203. Freak bitch look like him before the surgery. It's an emergency, my Michael Jackson seat. Yo, bitch, him and says she looks like me. Khalid said a milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard. Then Nas went and tattooed the bitch on his arm. I mean, like, way out in Cali, niggas know you, cuz first thing they say about you is you's a sucker for love. This is chess, not checkers, these are warning shots. After your next move, I'll give you what I got.
Yeah!
Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank. Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank.
Yeah, 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 more money, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah, 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 more money, more, yeah.
I'm looking at you, I punch out your grill.
I get at you,
let off that blue steel.
I get at you,
nigga, I'm for real.
I get at you,
get your ass killed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Y'all niggas gotta do something now, man. All the shoot 'em up shit y'all be talking. You gotta do something, baby. I mean, come on, man. Everybody's listening. Nigga, everybody listening. I know you ain't gonna just let 50 do you like that. I mean, damn, rest your hood, nigga. Nigga, you hard, right? Pop off. Yeah, yo. Get more some niggas on the phone. Tell niggas I said group up. Niggas got a green light on these monkeys.